The Rock Island Arsenal garrison has a new commander. Colonel Stephen Marr took over from Colonel Kenneth Taki yesterday during a change of command ceremony. More than 200 military personnel and civilian employees made their way to the north bank of the island, where a band from the Army Corps of Engineers played patriotic songs. It was fitting that the band was comprised of workers from the Army Corps of Engineers. The guest of honor, Colonel Stephen Marr, has a background in civil engineering. As the new garrison commander, he's now in charge of infrastructure on the largest government-owned weapons manufacturing arsenal in the country. Colonel Marr says he's excited to oversee the roughly 200 employees of the garrison.
I've been really fortunate to see and be part of some really great Army community partnerships, but I truly challenge anybody to find a partnership that is more impressive than the one here I've seen just in the short time that we've been here. Rock Island Arsenal is unique, truly unique installation in that it has a truly global reach. It impacts servicemen and women from across the Department of Defense and around the world.
Colonel Marr has previously served in Iraq, as well as Fort Hood in Texas and Fort Wainwright in Alaska, among other posts. He moved from Pennsylvania to the Quad Cities earlier this month. Colonel Marr is a native of Aurora, Colorado, just outside Denver. Benjamin Payne, WVIK.